How well do you fit with your job? You're probably used to looking for so-called good jobs and avoiding bad ones, but we might be better off looking for jobs that fit, that are a good match for our talents and personality. This approach would be better for employers and employees alike, according to Andre Martin, author of the new book, Wrong Fit, Right Fit: Why How We Work Matters More Than Ever. Andre is an organizational psychologist and talent management executive. Here he is to share five of his big ideas.
Hello, this is Dr. Andre Martin. I'm an organizational psychologist, a culture strategist at Joyful, and the author of Wrong Fit, Right Fit: Why How We Work Matters More Than Ever. I've spent the last quarter of a century obsessed with how to make work, well, less work. During my time as Chief Talent and Learning Officer at revered brands like Nike, Mars, Target, and Google, I met many talented people who were doing the best work of their lives. They were healthy, fully engaged, confident, and optimistic about the future. They walked around the hallowed halls of these great brands with a bounce in their step and a purpose to their day. They were, in the end, a part of something that just made sense to them. They had found their right fit. But in each of these companies, there was another very particular group that caught my eye at the beginning of my career and has held my attention ever since. The talented people who were struggling to do their best work, struggling to keep their confidence high, and struggling to make sense of the place where they had landed. They had had past success in other companies, had been accustomed to high performance, and had rarely wondered if they were good enough. Yet, there they were, exhausted, frustrated, lacking confidence, and in a state of discontent. These were my people, my cause, the highly talented individuals who landed in Wrong Fit. As I began my early research for the book, I found myself dissatisfied with the conclusions many top authors reached on culture and engagement. Most of them looked at the similarities about what makes a great culture. And there are some, for sure. However, in my experience, it wasn't that simple. It was the differences between them and how they did work on a day-to-day basis where the most interesting insights lie. You see, Nike did work differently than Target, who did it differently from Google, who worked very differently from Mars, and so on and so on. So, I started with a different question. What if the issue wasn't good or bad culture or toxic versus engaging workplaces? What if the answer to engagement didn't lie in 5 universal truths or 10 principles of building a great culture? What if the issue was fit? The fit between how a company worked and how a talent prefers to do so. I pulled from my experience, combed through all the current research on the state of work, and then conducted 100-plus interviews with talented individuals from around the world to learn about their right fit and wrong fit experiences. The insights were breathtaking. So, what do I mean by right or wrong fit? Well, for the purposes of the book, fit is a deep and authentic connection to how a company works day to day. Not just what it values or stands for, but how the company collaborates, solves problems, manages conflict, socializes ideas, gives feedback, determines high performance, thinks about time, develops its people, and the many other things. It's all the activities that make up work on any given day. Every company has a way work gets done, and it is different everywhere you go. So, how do you find right fit? Here are a few key insights from the book to help you, whether you are a talent looking to find right fit or a leader looking to build for it. Insight 1. Work is hard right now for a lot of people, harder than it should be. COVID was not the cause, but it was a great accelerator. The Gallup organization estimates that right now there's $8.8 trillion of lost productivity in the workplace due to disengagement. And we are seeing unprecedented levels of burnout and stress, with reports from the likes of CNBC and Ernst & Young estimating 53% of our managers are burnt out and 40% of employees feel isolated at work. Further, global engagement numbers have barely moved in a decade, though many companies have invested like mad in their respective employee experiences. The result has been a crisis of commitment and a debt of energy, the likes of which we have not seen in the modern workplace. Companies have lost their secret sauce or unique way of working, and talent looking for right fit are left confused and disappointed about why it is seemingly so elusive. Thus, more often than not, talent is finding themselves in wrong fit experiences. One of the interviewees in our book described the feeling of wrong fit as, "Everyone has a secret decoder ring for success, except for me." Others describe wrong fit as if they were slogging through mud or being punched in the face every day in different ways. Something has got to change. So what do we do? Insight 2. The first step to finding right fit is knowing yourself and what you are solving for in your career and in life. Time and time again in the interviews for the book, individuals told us that they wish they would have done deeper self-reflection before kicking off a job search, that they wish they would have thought harder about what they were actually solving for. Thus, the book provides 8 excursions or reflection exercises that are built to help you understand who you are, how you prefer to work, and what you are solving for in a decision to stay or to go. The excursions are illuminating as they take on areas such as what you value in big decisions, the life you are trying to build in the next 5 to 10 years, the qualities of your ideal leaders, and whether your career is about company, craft, or cause. By completing the excursions, you ensure you walk into the interview process with a clear view of what will matter most. Insight 3. Interviews are like first dates, and first dates tell us very little about whether we are actually compatible. The movement towards culture decks, employee brands, and beautiful career websites built in the service of attracting the best talent has had some unintended consequences, the biggest of which is that recruiting has become more marketing and manipulation than it is a fair assessment of fit. Case in point, in a recent survey by Resume Builder, 40% of managers admitted to lying during an interview process. 40%. So, as a candidate, you need to realize that everyone is showing up on their best behavior, including you. Thus, we aren't getting deep enough to see and feel what life will be like on a random Tuesday morning in January. The book provides you with questions and strategies to get more clarity so you can make a better decision. And your decision matters, as we will spend 13.5 years of our adult life at work, every second, every minute, every day. Insight 4, onboard with a mindset of assessing for right fit versus assimilating to fit in. No matter how good of an investigative journalist you are, what you are sold in recruiting will be different than what it feels like to work at a company day to day. So, it is important for you to understand how the company really works, how the company collaborates, solves problems, manages conflict, socializes ideas, gives feedback, determines high performance, develops its people, and so on. This is probably a good place to mention that there is not such a thing as a perfect fit. However, the fewer dimensions where you have to fit in or change the way you prefer to work, the easier the work will be. Fitting in is like trying to write every day with your non-dominant hand. You can do it, but it is more stressful, more frustrating, the quality of your work goes down, and it takes more effort, leaving you depleted. Insight 5, fit is a two-way street. Companies can help to create fit by rediscovering how they work at their best and sharing that with both employees who are here today and those that will come tomorrow. No two companies work the same way, but here's the rub. As companies grow, they bring in talent from the outside. That talent arrives with both their highly valuable technical skills and all of their favorite ways of working. If companies are not careful, over time, the secret sauce gets diluted or disappears, and the company becomes an amalgamation of all these individual leaders' favorite ways of working. This is the real reason why we are led to think being bigger means work has to be harder. It doesn't. Not if we keep our ways of working solid. It all starts with how companies can rediscover their secret sauce and then re-recruit their talent back to it. The last few chapters of the book are dedicated to strategies to do just that. In conclusion, I would simply add that joining a company is a commitment not unlike marriage. But in these days of infinite browsing, FOMO, and job hopping being worn like a badge of honor, we are missing something that matters to us as humans at a foundational level, and that is deep connection and belonging. There's an unseen cost to job hopping. We set our relationship capital back to zero, our reputation back to zero, and we have to learn a whole new system and language to get work done. That can be exciting once in a while, but remember, you have a finite amount of creative energy, and when you move jobs, that energy flows for a long time to the transition, not to your craft. The more you move, the more your top skill becomes moving. Spend just a little bit more time looking for right fit, and you will spend more of your 13.5 years at work energized, engaged, fulfilled, and happy. I hope you enjoy the book.
Thank you, Andre. That was Andre Martin with 5 big ideas from Wrong Fit, Right Fit, Why How We Work Matters More Than Ever. I'm Michael Kovnat. Thanks for listening.